This is our street. Good afternoon, Hazel and Charles.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for coming. So, can you tell me a bit more when and where you were born?
Well, I moved to Guider Street in 1955 with my mother, father, older sister and younger brother. And initially, we'd come from Northern Ireland, and I'd grown up on a farm with the freedom of fields and big garden and orchard. So moving to Guider Street actually initially seemed very confined and actually a bit dreary to start with. But we soon got to know the people. I was only 8 years old. Number 64 was a shop with living accommodation, selling groceries, including loose food, which was like bacon that you had to slice manually, and cheese that had to be cut with a wire, and also cigarettes, tobacco, all sorts of other things, confectionery especially. That's why I've got such bad teeth now, as a child pinching the sweet. And very quickly, I began to serve in the shop at the age of eight to help my mother and father. But that was a great way to get to know the neighbours. And I remember many names, and you probably do too as well, Charles, such as this house, Sanderson. I think it was Sanderson or Sanders. They were a very lovely couple, lovely people. And there was Gent. Do you remember Gent? Mm-hmm. She was a beautiful lady from South Africa who'd married an Englishman called Peter. I think they'd met. He was a sailor and they moved to Cambridge. There were a lot of young people who are now old. So there was Mrs. Gent, Mrs. Hayden, Mrs. Featherstone. Yeah. There were other various names like Overhill, Senko, Wozniak and many more. And then there was a young teenager called Leslie. That was Leslie Lewis in number 58. And he fancied himself as a bit of a rock and roll singer. And he would accompany himself on a skiffle board, if you know what that is.
Skiffle
preceded rock and roll, pretty much in the late 50s.
The actual board was a washboard, an old-fashioned washboard. And people would play it with thimbles, you know, to make a noise. And he also accompanied himself with a makeshift bass, you know, big box with strings and boom, 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 you know, that sort of thing. And we loved that. And very quickly, I became friends with Joy Suggett, who lived at number 60. She's a lifelong friend. I'm still in touch with her. And my sister made friends with a girl called Deirdre Dean, who lived at number 7 with her grandmother and great aunt. And her mother was working in America at the time. And Roy, my brother Roy, who's 2 years younger than me, this is all before Charles was born, Roy made friends with another guy about his age called John Smith at number 3. Yeah. And we also were friends with his sister called Angela. So that was our initial introduction. And very soon after we arrived, in 1957, Charles was born.
Up at Mill Road Maternity Hospital.
Yeah.
Which is now Ditchburn Place.
Right, yes.
Ah, it used to be a maternity hospital here.
Most people who were born in Cambridge in that time were born there.